Hey everybody, it's another Really Rony podcast, and you can find them at jrdonline.com. And I'm going to talk about being a late adopter. So, you know, this whole recession, I think, affected everybody, including us.
Sure.
And so we have had to obviously make a lot of decisions that are pretty drastic and different and all this. So we were taking trips to Walt Disney World and all that, and we have
cruises
and that kind of thing, and
money using left the and right
credit cards like crazy. Mm-hmm. And that has all stopped.
Of course it has.
So but I just want to talk about I just want to talk about something that I think is a good thing. Is there's a group of there are people that when something new is announced, like from Apple, right? Phone, pad, something.
Right.
They are first in line because they want the first one. And whenever there's a new operating system, they want to be the first one. So those are called the early adopters. And, you know, because of the difference, changes that we've had to make as far as our economics, we have become late adopters. And you know what? To be honest, I actually like it better to be a late adopter. And I'll tell you why. A couple of reasons why. Is that the bugs are all either exposed, so you know, mm-hmm. or perhaps worked out in some type of a firmware upgrade or something. But there is something good that comes from it. The tutorials are out there, how to relieve from some frustration, how to use it better, or whatever. So, I like being a late adopter. Plus, the huge thing is Apple always drops the price if you wait a certain amount of time.
Yep.
And so, I like being a late adopter. And, you know, I mean, early adopter is fine if you got a lot of money. And you can kind of handle the price being cut in half or so, you know, in a not too distant time from when you buy it. But I don't know. I think being a late adopter is the way to go. So that's it. Do you agree or disagree? I mean, it takes patience, but does it bug you to kind of be later?
No, honestly, it doesn't. And here's why: because I would much rather. Have the thing be pretty flawless, relatively speaking, after they've worked out all the kinks, then, you know, get the first one and have, like, crap loads of problems, and then have to worry about, oh, well, now you gotta upgrade to this, and now you gotta do this, now you gotta, I mean, that's a pain.
Right.
I get something, I want it to work really well when I get it. Mm-hmm. That's just my philosophy. Well, so I don't have a problem. I mean, yeah, there are times when I'm like, oh man, I so wish we had this, you know, this version.
Yeah.
You know, because then I could do this and that and whatever. But then, you know, that it's always a fleeting thought.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, we've been pretty good, I think, about kind of holding back and holding off and waiting and all that. For instance, you know, the iPad, there was this furor or this fervor about it when it was first announced. And, you know, I was just like, man, this is crazy. You know, it's kind of just a bigger iPhone with a screen without the phone. And, but, you know, the no USB input and other different things, I went, I don't want that.
No.
You know, and especially there was two levels to it. The first one was only 3G.
Yeah.
The second one was Wi-Fi, you know, and now they're talking about there is going to be a USB input that you can put an external hard drive on there. I mean, so there's all kind of cool things.
They're
waiting and not having to buy two and three iterations of the same product to actually get what you want. So I'm here to say it's good to be a late adopter and kind of wait. You know, some of the Apple stuff's really cool, but I'd rather wait and get, you know, something better. You know, once they can replace my desktop with an iPad, I'm all over that. And that's going to be coming, you know, in a while, but
yep, it'll be a while.
That's it for now. Late adopter. Go late adopters. So,
woohoo.
Cool. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.